Facts about Jesus Christ. Facts about you. Understanding some facts about the Savior and His life can encourage us to believe that following Him really is possible. By David A. Edwards, Church Magazines. In every way, Jesus Christ is far greater than any of us. See Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9, Abraham chapter 3, verse 19. It was no accident that He was the Father's beloved and chosen from the beginning, Moses chapter 4, verse 2, and that He obtained the glory He has. But we shouldn't think that the Savior's greatness sets us so far from Him that His invitation to follow Him feels like a call to do the impossible. Modern revelation helps us to see just how attainable the goal of following the Savior's example really is. Here are some facts about Jesus Christ and some facts about you. These can help you see that you can indeed follow the same basic path He did to obtain a fullness of the blessings Heavenly Father has in store for you. Of course, other facts about Jesus Christ can show you how you are or can be following Him. For instance, He was baptized, and you have been, or can be too. And learning about Jesus Christ can help you see when it comes to your path in this life, He truly marked the path and led the way, and every point defines. Facts about Jesus Christ. Facts about you. Jesus Christ was in the beginning before the world was. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 7. You were also in the beginning with the Father. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 23. Jesus Christ waxed or grew strong in the Spirit. Luke chapter 2, verse 40. You are getting stronger in spirit by both learning and applying gospel principles. Jesus Christ increased in wisdom. You are increasing in wisdom through education, good decisions, and experience. Jesus Christ increased in stature. You are growing physically. Jesus Christ increased in favor with God. You can gain Heavenly Father's favor by keeping the commandments. Jesus Christ increased in favor with man. Luke chapter 2, verse 52. You can gain the trust of your parents and others by showing increased maturity and responsibility. Jesus Christ continued from grace to grace until He received a fullness. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 13. You can also receive a fullness through Jesus Christ if you keep God's commandments. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 27. Jesus Christ received not of the fullness at first, but received grace for grace. Doctrine and Covenants, section 93, verse 12. This means that He didn't have a complete knowledge of His identity and mission when He first came to earth. Nor did He have all power. He grew in knowledge and power from God as He obeyed. You didn't have a full knowledge of your identity and purpose when you were born, but have grown in that knowledge gradually. Through the Holy Ghost, God gives us spiritual knowledge and power, line upon line, precept upon precept. 2 Nephi, chapter 28, verse 30. Jesus was in all points tempted like as we are. You are tempted. Jesus Christ, yet without sin. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 15. You have sinned, as all people have, but can be cleansed from sin through Jesus Christ's atonement by repenting, being baptized, receiving the Holy Ghost, and partaking of the sacrament. Line upon line. If Jesus, the Son of God, and the Father of the heavens and the earth, in which we dwell, received not a fullness at the first, but increased in faith, knowledge, understanding, and grace, until He received a fullness, is it not possible for all men who are born of women to receive little by little, line upon line, precept upon precept, until they shall receive a fullness, as He has received a fullness, and be exalted with Him in the presence of the Father? Teachings of Presidents of the Church, Joseph F. Smith, 1998, page 153. End of the article, Facts About Jesus Christ, Facts About You, read by Rena Nelson.